Afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call this special board meeting of the Bartlett Public Library District to order. I want to preface this by saying it was not necessary to have a special board meeting because this is strictly to accept the bids. And there will be no voting on any of the bids today or any of the information that's presented, but Mr. Shales will be disseminating the information for us, and then our next board meeting will be able to approve.
And that next board meeting is a week from Monday, I believe.
April 17th.
Yeah, April 17th. That's when the award of this project is expected to take place, should the board take that action.
Correct. Correct. So, with that, thank you.
Barry?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Carol here. Jamie?
Here.
Lawyer Science and Hopkins? Oh, yes.
No town hall. And we'll get right to the agenda. Acceptance of the bid.
Okay. Thanks everybody for putting the proposals together. Greatly appreciate that. We'll go ahead and start opening bids. We do have a total of 8 bids that were received today. So first bidder is Prospect Electric. Prospect Electric. They do include a bid bond. Three addendum are acknowledged. Total base bid is $101,900. $101,900. Okay, bid number two is from Alltech Electric. Alltech, A-L-L-T-E-C-H. Bid bond is attached. Three addendum are acknowledged. Base bid, $105,063.53. $105,063.53. Okay, bid number three is from Twin Supplies, T-W-I-N, Twin Supplies. Bid bond is attached. All three addendum are acknowledged. Base bid of $53,684.60. 5, 3, 6, 8, 4, 60 cents. Next bid is from Associated Electric. Bid bond is included. Looks like addendums one and two only. I'm sorry, there is three addendums acknowledged with dates, so that's in order. Base bid of $105,600. $105,600. The next bidder is Cary Electric Contracting. C-A-R-E-Y, Cary Electric. The bid bond is attached. Addendums 1, 2, and 3 are acknowledged. The base bid is $148,428. Next bidder is Kellenberger Electric. That one I gotta look at. K-E-L-L-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R, Kellenberger Electric. Bid bond is attached. All three addendum are acknowledged. Base bid is $198,000 even. 198,000. The next bid is Anchor Electric, A-N-C-H-O-R, Anchor. A bid bond is attached. All three addendums are acknowledged. Base bid of $287,600. That's 287,600. And the last bid for today's bid opening is Fitzgerald's Electric, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D-S, Fitzgerald's Electric. Bid bond is attached. All three addendum are acknowledged. Base bid of $397,100. That's 397,100. That concludes the opening of the bids. As was described earlier, we will go through these bids in detail, confirm this information for public distribution, and then meet with the low bidder or low two bidders to go through scopes of work and bring a recommendation to the library by Friday so it can go out in board packets that day. So, thanks, everybody.
Thank you
for your time.
Yep.
The only thing I'd like to say is that really with eight bids, that's a great turnout. That's a better turnout than we expected at that point. You can see some variation from top to bottom on these numbers, especially the low bidder being about half the price of the other two. you know, that raises a flag in my mind, so that we will go through the scopes of work in detail, make sure they have the complete scope of work to come back with that recommendation. In situations generally like this, it wouldn't surprise me that there are significant questions with that low bidder. But after that, we have 101, we have 105, 105. So we have three in a grouping there. So I'm quite confident that kind of that worst case scenario is in that $100,000 range at that point. Thankfully, we're not at the 397, 100. I mean, I'm not sure what took place there.
When you review the bids, do you look at even the high ones to see if there's something unusual that they're proposing?
I don't know that I'd go to the high one in this situation. I would talk to the second, third, and fourth place people that are in that grouping, just to kind of, a lot of times you get good questions from them to compare to the low bidder at that point. But a lot of times when you have a bid that far out, even the 287, they made a significant mistake, and they were looking kind of at a different project, if you will, at that point. I don't know that there's a lot of value to be gained from talking to them at that point. That sounds like it's just a mistake. Like they doubled something at that point. So.
Or they just don't want to try.
Yeah.
I have a question. Jen, what would you have considered like a normal bid then for this size project?
Normal bid turnout?
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, I would have been pleased with 4 to 5 bids. So to have eight.
Oh no, not the number of bids, the dollar amount.
Oh, the dollar amount.
Where would you have expected it to be?
I would have expected, honestly, to be about 120 to 150 with the scope of work that we had at that point. Because remember, we talked about replacing wholesale fixtures. That really increased the price a lot at that point. So you've got a really good package here. It's cheaper than I expected at that point. You know, really, the 148, the 198, those wouldn't have surprised me if those were in that low price range with the scope of work that we ended up with. So I think you've got some great pricing, even if you're at the 101 or the 105. I think you got a phenomenal price. And you can kind of get a sense for when you only have, you know, 1, 2, 3 bidders show up, it might not be the low bidders, right? You know, so one of the keys, and we talked about it on the beginning, that's why I'm bringing it back up, is we love to get plenty of bidders out here to get that low person out, right? If you only had half this number, pick any half, and you might have spent an extra 50 grand kind of thing at that point. So getting plenty of bidder turnout is to an owner's advantage. The one low company, if you were here before the meeting, they were describing that they've done most of the lighting in the park district building across the way. That's the one company of all this list. Our company has worked with all the other installers, but Twin Supplies, the low bidder, but they've done some work here in town. So we can get a reference, you know, from somebody that's kind of related, if you will, at that point. So I feel good that we can kind of get to the bottom of, is their number real? And do they do good work? So I think we can get to that pretty quickly next week. If they do want to pull out, just for conversation's sake, they only have two choices. They honor the full scope of work for the price that they submitted, or they back out. There's no negotiation, oh, for another 10 grand or for 20 grand. You're still saving money and all of that's illegal. You can't do that, you know. So they either accept the full scope of work for that dollar amount, or they back out. So that's their only two choices going forward.
Okay.
And now they know all of these numbers too. So I'm sure the first thing that they're doing is calling up, hey, check our labor rate. Did you forget to add something? That kind of thing. Or it could be like we've talked about too, is that there's these weird other ComEd incentives that not every contractor has access to. So it could be that. So it could be quite legitimate. And they were just one of the few that could access this other level of incentive, and you benefit, right? So that's kind of the idea. So.
Okay, on that note, I'll bring a motion to adjourn. Switch board. Oh, sorry. I'm sure we're all
okay, Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Carol, yes. Dan?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. So what we'd normally do with these, we'll take them back. Nicole in our office will go back through all the details, make sure everything's in alignment. put together a full sheet that we'll make available to all the bidders, get it over to the library, and then we'll return all of these to the library at that point. So.